Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Oh, that's a... Oh, wait, hold on!
That didn't really...
Hold on! What was that? A what?
That was a clicky for Streaky.
A clicky for Streaky. I've been waiting for one of those.
There we go. That's a little bit better.
But that's not a clicky for Streaky.
That just sounded refreshing.
That's just a pop-pop.
That's a pop-pop. Mm. Okay. This fizz. Mm. What a relief it is for this brew that we're about to drink on right now. Streaky needs it, Uncle Kevy. They cheated me today.
Yeah, I heard
no
you.
No one cheated you. You just lost.
You know
Thank
what,
you,
Ellie.
Thank you.
You know what, Streaky.
It is okay. I'm gonna take it today. Pause. What we got here, Kevy?
Wait. Before we get
you
into this,
you can't talk right now.
Here are the questions that Shrek went 0 for 4 on. Let's see if Uncle Kevy knows.
Boo. Okay. Right. Are you gonna do this? You really gonna do this right now?
Yeah.
All right.
He recorded the most assists on NBA opening night. Steph Curry or Trae Young?
I'm gonna say Trae Young.
Boom. You already beat Shrek. He blocked the most shots on opening night. Walker Kessler or Brooke Lopez?
Brooke Lopez.
Nailed it. They scored the most points on opening night. Golden State or Cleveland?
Cleveland.
It was Golden State. And they won the only opening night game to go to overtime.
Just any random team? Do I get a choice?
Yeah, this is the Hail Mary. Well, your half quarter.
Say that again.
They won the only opening night game to go to overtime.
Last year?
No.
In history?
Since yesterday, in fact.
Oh, yesterday.
Yeah.
Dallas.
It was Phoenix.
Oh.
We beat Streaky 2-0. So,
all right. Well, you know, I mean, I kind of pulled it out of the backside.
We're going to get through this, Strick.
He's got to wait till Tuesday. You get another shot.
Everyone,
you know what?
You.
Okay. You get no wine today.
You.
I was going to be nice to him, Uncle Kevin.
You
this
ain't got to pass anything.
It's his anniversary.
It is.
I was going to give him the wine.
Well, not just mine. It's our anniversary.
Right. You're in the missus.
Yeah.
4 years.
I was going to give him the wine, Kevin. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well,
he gets none of it.
I get none. No, it's okay.
No, it's he gets right. The wine. I'm a forgiver.
My wife and I had 29 years in July. You believe that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Uncle Kevo.
Hey, you skipped out on Thirsty Thursday to go celebrate with her for some reason.
Yeah, that's true. I did, didn't I?
You did.
Yeah, I still got the better end of that deal.
You very much did. All right, let's dive in. What we got here first?
All right. First off, from our good friends at Glacial Till Cidery and Winery in good old... they're kind of Bennett, Palmyra area. This is a new fall seasonal cider, and they're calling it the Apple Cider Donut Cider. Mm.
It's good.
Ellie's already beaming from ear to ear.
When Strick was having his pouty moment over there, I was drinking the drink.
I figured this was up Ellie's alley. That's easy for me to say.
I love apple cider donuts, so then you make a beer?
A cider. It's not really a beer. Yeah. because it's made from apples.
You bring a beer and a wine.
Wow. That's interesting.
It's sweet.
It's sweet. And you get, you know, the apple cider. It's like got that sort of cinnamony clove. The donut part, I think, kind of comes through, though. It's weird. Interesting.
I've had a couple donuts this week. I'm trying to think what they were. It was a one of those, like, vanilla cake, chocolate frosting, like little candy pieces from Lamar's.
Oh.
And then got the clearance donuts from Super Saver yesterday. The sell quick.
Right.
I think that was just like double chocolate, devil's food. Yeah, they weren't stale. They actually worked. Oh. Despite this being the most liquefied donut I've had, this is probably the best donut I've had this week.
Let me see what y'all talk
about. I'm liking it.
It's good.
Ooh. It's kind of scary good because number one.
It
doesn't taste like it has any booze in it.
Right.
For starters.
That part.
So it's not a patio pounder.
It's a patio like pounder.
Double. I was a little worried. I'm not an apple cider guy. Apple juice is great. Never been big on apple cider, but this is fantastic.
Is it just because of the additional spices? Isn't that what basically apple juice is? Spiced juice.
I feel like apple cider too, you get more of that fresh apple than you do from like, I'm like super sugar apple juice guy.
Yeah.
So not that this is super sugary. This is, you get some of the natural apple. But I haven't found that perfect apple cider for me. Maybe I just need the donut with it. I don't know.
Yeah, it's to me, it's always too sweet. But if you, you get one of those really chilly fall evenings and you heat the apple cider, maybe put a little daddy's helper in there with it. maybe some Captain Morgan or something like that. I think that'd be good for the hay rack ride.
I am not a warm drinks guy.
No?
Me no. Either. Hot chocolate.
I can do hot
warm
chocolate.
Warm cider. Coffee. Warm drinks are not good.
Ellie,
you're drinking the red wine today.
Yeah, this will be up Ellie's alley, I think.
Talking about how good the cider is, Strick, you're ruining it.
It's a Ellie's on your case today, Stricky.
That's why she's drinking it today. No bailing out.
All right. What is the wine?
The wine is from a winery called Quilt, and this is what's called their Thread Count, and it's a red blend. And it has some Cabernet, it has some Merlot, it has some Zinfandel, it has some Syrah, and just velvety smooth. This comes from the Wagner family, which is most notable for a winery named Camus Vineyards in Napa Valley.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
It's simple math. Tim Horton's 2-3-4 menu fills your mornings without emptying your pockets. $2 gets you a hot coffee or a classic bagel. $3, try a sausage and cheese English muffin or two classic donuts. And for $4, enjoy an egg and cheese croissant or an iced cap. Do the math. It all adds up to delicious deals. Only at Tim's. The Tim's 2-3-4 menu is available until 2 p.m. at select Columbus, Ohio restaurants. Terms apply.
And they go for $100, $110 a bottle for the Camus Cab. This is done same winemakers family, but this is a kind of a side project called Quilt. And the reason they call it Quilt is when they did it like an aerial overpass, and when you fly over the vineyards, it looks like a quilt because the angles of the rows of the vineyards change depending on what's planted there, and slope and angle of incidence to the sun and all that sort of thing. So they created a wine called Quilt, and this is their red blend.
How much? It doesn't have any viscosity.
Wow. Oh, there it is.
Is this $110?
No, but it's made by the same people.
Oh, the viscosity's whack.
That's like 30
this
bottles
is
of
no
wine.
Good, Kevin.
What do you mean it's no good? Take a sip. It definitely has some viscosity to it.
I'm going to take a second and read the description that the winemakers give it. Like a fine fabric, our thread count red blend envelops the palate with a supple and soft texture, then wraps it in a rich red fruit driven experience straight from California's acclaimed coastal vineyards.
There you go.
Get in there.
That's deep.
Get in there.
It's got that plumminess. It's kind of the black cherry. It's definitely a fruit forward. Like, I think a wine like this.
I wish you could have seen her face.
Oh, I did. Come on, Ellie.
Oh.
But a wine like this, we're getting into chili season. Yeah. And I think, good old slow cooked pot of chili with a wine like this would be outstanding.
I was going to ask, C-H-I-L-L-Y season or C-H-I-L-I season?
C-H-I-L-I season.
Yeah.
Both.
Well, that's true.
Is chili chili or is chili soup?
No, I like thick chili.
I'd say it's more of a stew than a soup.
No.
That's so okay.
Like, do you like soupy chili or do you like the thick chili? I like to put the crackers in it. Like, just soup up or some cornbread.
I like, what's funny is that my wife and I made a pot here a couple weeks ago, and she's been on this, goldfish cracker kick. Ooh. And you take the goldfish crackers and put that in the chili because they're a little cheesy.
Yeah.
And the crackers and the cheese.
Okay, I can see the big ones are
the little ones, the baby ones.
Okay. They're changing the name of goldfish. I think it's the best marketing tactic ever. Look it up. They're like, it's like something sea bass.
Goldfish is making a shocking name change in appeal to Gen Z snackers. Starting Wednesday, October 23rd, Goldfish, the iconic cheddar cracker. Why is this ad? Go away. The iconic cheddar cracker that smiles back at you will be officially renamed Chilean Sea Bass. The Chilean Sea Bass crackers look and taste just like goldfish because they are goldfish, just with a more adult name.
I don't want my crackers to be
no Chilean.
Taste like fish. Come on, now.
No. It's the same thing. They're just changing the name.
No.
Just I'm not I mean,
I'm not
it's just because like you're putting in goldfish now. When was the last time you ate goldfish?
The rebrand is made to emphasize that the beloved smiling fish cracker is not just for kids, reminding Gen Z and millennials who grew up with goldfish that the snack can still be their go-to.
It's kind of my go-to snack. My wife gets the box that, they come with the little packets of them. And when I'm after dinner, but maybe still sipping on a little red, some goldfish tastes pretty darn good.
You get the little packs. I get the big one. Like, think of the grandpa. Yeah. Of the one that you get. That's what I get.
Do you ever get the milk carton ones? Do they still
make them? That's what I'm saying. I'm like, it's the big milk carton one.
Yeah. Okay.
Takes me a while to finish, but it's a good investment.
I feel like if I would eat too many of them if I had the milk carton. Get them in the packs, then you're limited to just sort of a pack.
Well, then you just have multiple packs.
Well,
and then I eat the whole pack, and then I feel bad about myself.
Well, there's only like 20 crackers.
Never feel bad.
I never feel bad.
So, yeah.
That's a thread count.
I mean, we're off the rails.
Would you pair this with Chilean sea bass?
I would pair it with chili.
Yeah.
I think a spicy chili in a wine like this would go really well. I think it would also go well with like a big chicken enchiladas, even like Indian food would, something with heavy curry. When you have a spicy dish, you kind of can yin and yang it. So this is a really fruit forward style of wine. And so that would actually balance out the spice. So sometimes you can either try to pair it or you sort of go the other way with it. And a wine like this, I think, would take it the other way and be a nice pairing.
I like it. How did or how is the fall wine sale going?
It's kicking. We've been moving some bottles, and so it goes until Sunday, and it's basically what we're calling the 10-15-20 sale. So mix and match any 3 bottles of wine, save 10%. Any 6 bottles of wine, save 15%.
That part.
Or any 20 and, or excuse me, any dozen and save 20%. So it's a good time to stock up. It's prime wine drinking season. Look at my guy Stricky over here with
the Sean Miner. It's a great time to stock up, Stricky did.
Okay, when you get back from wherever it is you're going,
okay,
we're going to need you to set the table for Thanksgiving. Give people a few weeks of prep time to cook Thanksgiving dinner like you do at the Myers house.
Okay.
Your 1 or 2 best recipes to pair with 1 or 2 best wines for Thanksgiving.
Deal.
Can we do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I already know what I'm going to say.
All right.
All right.
Save it for us.
Cool.
It's Uncle Kevin. Kevin Meyer, Myers Cork and Bottle, 13th and South. As always, look for the neon. We'll take a break. Jay Foreman, DP in for Old School after this.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.